Hey, hey, it's Shari Hawkins, and welcome to the World Athletics Podcast, where we're reliving another exciting day at World Athletics Championships in Oregon, USA. Let's get it.
Well, what a way for day two to come to an end at Hayward Field. The men's 100-meter final. Christian Coleman, the defending champion, got out fast. But it was Marvin Bracey on the far side, and he was just out-dipped by teammate Fred Curley on the line. Curley upgrading Olympic silver to World Championship gold, and a clean sweep for the United States. They're away first time. There's a massive roar from the crowd. Coleman's going well out in lane seven. Still no move yet from Curley. Bracey going well. Curley's under pressure. Oh, and it's so tight. Did Curley get it on the line, or has Marvin Bracey beaten him to the title? I think Curley might have just done it. It took him a long time to get those legs moving. It looked like he was getting tight. Curley's done it. What a moment for the 400-meter man. Bronze in Doha, silver in Tokyo, and it is all gold here for Fred Curley. He's beaten Bracey by 2/100ths of a second. Fantastic. And there's the confirmation. Trayvon Bramell has made it a clean sweep for the United States.
U.S. sweep, and he is getting that. He's taking his victory lap and getting everyone involved. He did not panic. He didn't get out, but he didn't panic.
I was watching Curley coming through the middle. Bracey ran the race of his life.
Exactly.
He really did. He was clear. He had half a yard, but Curley didn't panic. He said for years that that 400-meter stamina would see him through, and it did.
And it did.
It wasn't to be 9.79, but the time is absolutely irrelevant. The World Championship is about delivering at the very moment you need to. It's not about the time. It's about the number one. And Curley has secured himself a place in history.
He did. He did. That's exactly what it's about. Nobody cares about what time he did. What I was most impressed with is that he did not panic, because he didn't have any kind of start. And he did not panic. And Bracey, like you said, he had the race of his life.
And you know what? You have to admire Fred Curley. There's no posturing. There's no gesturing. He gives the impression that he's an absolute gentleman. He is focused on his job. And his job is to fulfill a lifelong dream and make the most of this monumental talent that he's got. Coleman got out well, but Bracey was brilliant in lane three.
First. He was out first, and then Bracey on the inside started moving. You thought that, you know, you would thought that Fred was out of it, but he stayed with his composure, and he just kept pulling his feet back up underneath him, and that's what got him over the line.
And, you know, I'm really pleased for Trayvon Bramell as well, because unfairly in the past, he's been labelled as a little bit of a choker. He should have made the Olympic final last year in Tokyo. He didn't, and he was, he was the outstanding performer in 2021. He's got himself a global medal, and there is no disgrace in finishing third to this mercurial talent.
Absolutely.
Fred Curley is sensational.
U.S. sweep.
And listen to the noise here in the stadium. He's being interviewed on the PA system. Every single person who is able in this arena is on their feet. Gold, silver, and bronze to the United States. Fred Curley achieves a lifelong dream. So many times he's been close, but today he was the man. And this is a night that will never be forgotten.
I feel amazing. From ground one, when I opened up with 9.99, and then my fastest time this year is 9.76. My slowest time this year is 10.02. That was a couple of hours before this, 9.86. The job's not done. I still got the season left, and I still got the 200 starting Monday.
Your composure was just evident. Did you have that confidence and that belief in yourself that you were going to cross the line first?
I run the 400. That's all. That's confident in the ability. I don't think nobody can out sprint me at the end. That's when the strongest man come into place, and I was the strongest man on today.
What does it mean, and if you can describe, you have made history, the three of you were in track team USA. It was a USA home sweep. That is historic. How proud do you feel to be part of that?
I feel amazing to get the sweep on home soil with the crowd and stuff behind us. And not too many people, not a lot of people can't say they ran home and got a clean sweep.
And
the
gold medals hanging around your neck, is this going to change your life?
Track and field already changed my life. Coming where I come from, every day I get to run track is a blessing.
And so you're an inspiration then to...
The people around me, so it's a blessing to do what I do, and I feel amazing, and the work is not done. It's on to inspire the next generation.
Thank you.
What a night for the Americans. What a night. Brilliant from Fred Kerley. A bronze in Doha, a silver in Tokyo. He is the world champion tonight here at Hayward Field. Marvin Bracey out-dipped, but he'll take great delight with his silver. And Trayvon Bramell answers the questions from the critics. Yes, he can deliver when the pressure's on. He takes the bronze and completes the sweep for the United States. I am delighted once again to be joined by the multiple world and Olympic champion, Gail Devers. Talk us through here how difficult it would have been for Kerley not to feel the tension. A, because it's the world championship final, and B, because for about 80 metres, he's down on Bracey, who he can see clearly out of his peripheral vision.
Right. Well, you saw when he came off the blocks, the goal of the blocks is you're supposed to be down and stay down. 25, 30 metres is where you're going to be. Any other person, or most likely if somebody did not get the start that they want, they would pop up trying to get to running really fast. And getting to running is going to mess up what you have. You know, there it's like there's ingredients, and this was the math test. You want 2 + 2 + 2 to equal 6. And if he would have changed anything in that order, regardless of his start, he would have messed himself up. I commend him for staying patient and staying down and working the position like he's supposed to.
I said to a few people that even if he wasn't an athlete, there's a real presence to Fred Kerley. Even if he had not been in track and field, he's the kind of guy, if you saw him walk into a room, you would notice him away.
That's right.
There is something about the way he carries himself. There's something statuesque about him.
It is. There is. And, you know, the funny part is that we don't know these athletes for more than what we see on the track, and he's not really a talker. It would be interesting to get to know Fred Kerley and what makes him tick. You know, what are his passions?
Well, there's your first podcast. Devers Talks To.
That's right. A day in the life of. Come talk with me. Chat with me.
The Devers with Diva. Okay, we can work on the title.
Yeah, we got to work on that
All
one.
Right, we'll work on the title. Oh, wow. That is, and look, you know, a lot of people have gone to a lot of effort to make sure that this world championship is happening here. What a platform for the remaining days that we're here. A 1-2-3 in arguably the blue ribboned event.
Right.
You could not, President of the World Athletics Federation, Seb Coe, could not have scripted this any better.
No. I mean, and it's great. It's a good feeling, and that was a great way to end tonight, and that's only going to inspire the rest of these athletes to come out here and to perform well. And you got to remember, you want to perform for the fans. You know, these fans, as you have seen over these last 2 days, they are invested. And they are cheering, and they're very knowledgeable. So as athletes, we want to come and give them great performances so they'll keep coming back. And I think that right there was a prelude to great things to come.
Wow. Fred Kerley. He told us he would be the man. He could be the man. And he is.
He is.
And he will feel the glory here at Hayward Field. And first, second, third, and sixth in the individual 100 meters. 4x1.
Ah, yes. I like it. We got to get that baton around the track. Yeah. Yes. Like you say, we can't. Nothing's given. So we're going to get the baton around the track. I heard they've been practicing, and practices have been going well.
Well, 2 golds this evening for the United States. Right. Not Chase. Just Fred Kerley, but Chase Ealy as well. Brilliant competition. 12 months ago, she didn't make the U.S. team for the Olympics. But tonight, she delivered a massive put in the first round and became the world champion. What a turnaround for Ealy. who could barely begin to believe what she had achieved. Chase Ealy, if she could launch a big one and lay down the gauntlet in the first round. Oh, yes.
Way to get it started.
Crowd are fully engaged in this field event competition. There's a little high five between herself and her teammate, Maggie Ewan. Oh, that is brilliant. That is brilliant. That is only 2 centimetres down on her lifetime best. A massive first round throw for Chase Ealy, and already she's put herself in the driving seat for gold. That will take some beating.
You know, it sounds amazing. I'm still like, it's so surreal, you know, but I feel amazing, especially to do it at home. It's just, it's an amazing feeling. I don't think I can ever recreate. I don't think I can describe it. But since the moment I walked out, I felt so supported, and just to hear everybody cheering for me, it felt amazing, and I could feel it so deep in my heart. And I couldn't even control my last throat because I was just so, it was so exhilarating. But I feel amazing to do this and at home, and to do it at all is just amazing to me.
What do you think this is going to do to change your life? Will it change your life?
Yeah, of course. You know, I think being a world champ is always amazing. It's one of the only goals you have as an athlete in athletics. And I just feel like it's one tick of the boxes of things I want to do.
What a night for her and the United States on top of the medal table at the end of day two. And all of a sudden, your chest is puffed out. The United States are on top. 2 golds, a silver, and 2 bronze medals. Five medals after 2 days of action. Yes. It's been a perfect start, hasn't it, Gail?
It has been a great start. I'm excited for the days to come. I know it's going to get better and better.
In the men's long jump, Jianan Wang left it very late. In the sixth round, he was facing leaving Hayward Field with no medal at all, and then he soared out to 8.36, denying the Olympic champion Miltiadis Tantoglu of Greece the world title. The Greek took the silver. Wang, with almost unexpected delight, was the world champion. Perfect on the board. Oh, that's good. Oh my goodness me, that is big. Jianan Wang has possibly produced the moment of the day. It was big, but how big? Tantoglu leads with 8.32. Ehammer's in second with 8.16. Masso is third, or was third, with 8.15. Has he done something incredible in the final round? Oh, yes, he has! 8.36. That is superb from Wang. One of the best jumps in the world this year. And he might well have just catapulted himself to the world title. Oh, it's been an incredible session with the men's hammer final. Pavel Fajdek bidding to make it 5 men's hammer titles in succession. And in the third round, cometh the hour, cometh the man mountain. A huge roar and a massive throw, 81-98. He was not to be denied a great moment of history.
We're in the third round of the men's hammer throw, and this is the reigning champion, Pavel Fajdek, roaring the hammer down the field, and that's a great mark there. Getting up towards the championship record, the lead is within with his teammate, Nowitzki, 81 and 3 centimetres at the moment. Has Pavel Fajdek added anything to that? Well, it's a world lead. 81 metres and 98, that is enough for the gold medal position at the moment by nearly a metre over his teammate Nowitzki.
I hope that is not the last gold. I want more. A few years ago I was dreaming about 7, so still 2 more to won. And I hope next year Budapest will be also gold for me. And Tokyo 2025, that will be 7. That will be 7th time when I can win. And, you know, now I'm focused only about my health and about winning the goals on the World Championships.
5 in a row with his teammate and compatriot Nowitzki in 2nd. Gold for Poland. The end of the women's 10,000 metres was a race for the ages. Lutesa Bet-Gide was hugging the curb for Ethiopia. Helena Beery, who's won the world title over the 5,000 metres, was trying to mount a late charge. Hassan was the defending champion. She faltered to fourth. Abiri closed on the line, but Letesenbet Gide upgraded silver from Doha to gold here in Eugene, a richly deserved title. It was an absolutely brilliant race. What a battle! Who's got the heart? Who's got the belief? Who's got the drive and the acceleration? One of the great 10,000-metre races. Gide, desperate for the win. Is it going to be her turn? She looks over her shoulder. Abiri's closing. She drifts out. Letesenbet Gide, by the narrowest of margins, turns silver from Doha into gold here in Eugene. Helena Beery tried to come wide on the outside, and at last, the world record holder becomes the world champion. My goodness me, it was close. It was anyone's race from the top four coming down the home straight. So many times she's been outkicked, but not today. She reigns supreme here, and this is the track where you feel the glory, and Letesenbet Gide does. At last, she's a global champion over 10,000 metres.
I competed on 2019 World Championship on 10,000 metres, and on Olympic silver bronze medalist. Then even I have a world record 10,000 meter and 5,000 meter, but I cannot compare with them because this is a world champion. Then this is for my country. Then I'm happy.
Thanks for listening to the World Athletics Podcast. To enjoy even more coverage, you can go ahead and search World Athletics. It's all one word, on all of your favorite social platforms. Or go ahead and head to our website at worldathletics.org. See you there.